السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایها الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed wives, his blessed parents, his blessed children, and upon all of the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we are approaching the halfway stage in this blessed month. We are in the second Ashra from the blessed month of Ramadan. The Ulama-i Kiram, at this point of the month, have had at least 8 or 9, 10 days receiving questions regarding fasting. Simple, basic questions. This is very unfortunate that halfway through the month, after doing something contrary to the rules of Sharia, we then begin to ask. Why not learn beforehand? Why not learn before this blessed month comes? It comes every single year. Just think, can one become a namazi without learning how to perform the salah? The actions, the words, what perfects the salah, what breaks the salah? Can somebody become a namazi without knowing these things? Can somebody recite the Quran or perform salah without first learning how to purify oneself? We can't just grab our passport, pack our bags, and jet off for Hajj. So why and how can we suddenly start to fast without learning its rules? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, ignorance is not an excuse. And also, we cannot use our own intellect in the matters of Sharia. We cannot say, well, I think it's like this, or I think it's like that. Or towards the beginning of the blessed month of Ramadan, we hear, or to me the moon looks 2 days old, or at least 1 day old. Or then we hear people saying, I'm pretty sure somebody posted it's allowed on WhatsApp, this is allowed on WhatsApp, that's allowed on WhatsApp. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, not knowing the basic day-to-day rules of fasting in this blessed month is extremely unfortunate. And it's a great risk of destroying one's whole month. Some people use the excuse, Allah Almighty is all-forgiving. He is for sure all-forgiving. But just think, when you are presenting a worship, you are acting upon a command of Allah Almighty, and you're going to present something in His court where anything will do and accept Allah Almighty to be the most forgiving and say, Allah Almighty will accept this? Ignorance is not an excuse. It is absolutely necessary to learn what breaks the fast, what does not break the fast, what requires qaza only, and what action requires both qaza and kafara. We have people, due to the lack of learning, who do something which does not break the fast, such as eating or drinking forgetfully. What do? They then think, in my intellect, due to my intellect, in my thinking, this has broken the fast. And what do? They start to eat and drink like a normal, non-fasting person. Eating and drinking as normal. Whereas in reality, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the fasting person who forgetfully ate and drank, he should complete his fast, for Allah Almighty has fed him and given him to drink. Now the fast may not have broken at all, but it is in his own ruling, he will now make this fast to become qaza. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the ruling for eating after thinking that the fast has broken is such that if one forgetfully ate and he's under the impression that his fast has broken and he now ate intentionally, then to keep the qaza of this one fast is compulsory now. It is fard. There are certain rulings and certain situations where one's actions call for not only qaza but kafara on top of that. And what is kafara? Kafara is to free one male or female slave, which nowadays is not possible to do. So the ruling is to keep 60 fasts one after the other. And if one is not able to do this, then one must feed 60 needy people a stomach full twice. And remember, even if one day is missed in the 60 due to illness or any other reason, one must now start counting from the beginning again. He must start the 60 from beginning again. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, why put yourself in a situation where qaza and kafara becomes due? And this only due to not learning the laws and conditions? First, we had an excuse. The books are in Arabic. We are so learned and educated that we cannot read Arabic. For those who can read Urdu, the masail are readily available in Urdu. For those who cannot read Urdu, Arabic or Persian, the books explaining all these matters of fiqh are available in English. Now, who has the time to search for books and buy them? The books have been put online free of charge for you to simply download to your devices and read. And to make life even easier, the huge volumes translated have been separated into small booklets. What breaks the fast? What does not break the fast? What requires qaza? What requires kafara? Simple, easy access to ilm at a touch of a screen. All these books on masail, aqaid, beliefs, etc. are all online. And one such site, which I personally use and recommend, is nuri.org. You will find all the translated booklets by Hazrat Allama Mufti Aftab Qasim Sahib Qibla, may Allah Almighty preserve him. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let's not spoil our fasts due to ignorance. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there are many who fast, who have not gained anything but hunger. Yani they stayed hungry and nothing besides this. And there are many who stayed up doing shab-e-dari all night, who stayed up all night and gained nothing but staying awake at night. Allah Almighty grant us the tawfiq to study, to learn, and then act upon what we have learnt. We have no excuse of not being able to access knowledge or access this information. We cannot say that we do not have the means, or that those who know, yani the ulama-i kiram, are not approachable. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, where there is a will, there is a way. Imam Fakhruddin Razi radiallahu ta'ala anhu beautifully states in his Tafsir Kabir that believers obtain knowledge due to six reasons. Number one, Allah Almighty has commanded believers to perform certain obligatory acts of worship, and one cannot perform these without knowledge. Number two, Allah Almighty commands believers to stay away from sinful and haram acts. One cannot avoid these without knowledge. Allah Almighty commands believers to be thankful for the blessings He has granted. One cannot be thankful without knowledge. Allah Almighty has commanded believers to fulfill the rights of His creation. One cannot fulfill their rights without knowledge. Allah Almighty commands the believers to be patient during times of difficulty and times of calamity. One cannot be patient without knowledge. Allah Almighty commands the believers to hold the cursed shaitan as their enemy. One cannot even do this without knowledge. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Almighty make us all respectful and grateful for the ulama-i kiram who answer all our questions and our queries. Allah Almighty make us all respectful for ilm and grant us the tawfiq to act in accordance to the pristine sharia. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.